This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Sunday. The latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, allied to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides also reported heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden has invited Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to a meeting at the White House on Tuesday to discuss the ongoing war against Russia and the quote-unquote vital importance of continued U.S. support of their defense efforts. The White House, in a statement on Sunday, said the two will discuss urgent needs facing Ukraine. The meeting comes as the White House looks to strike an agreement with Congress that would provide military aid for Ukraine and Israel. The family of imprisoned Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi greeted a torchlight procession in Oslo on Sunday after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf at a ceremony. Earlier Sunday, Mohammadi's children accepted this year's Nobel Peace Prize in the Norwegian capital on her behalf. This is VOA News. Argentine libertarian economist Javier Milei took over as president on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to the country to fix the worst economic crisis in decades. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The political newcomer who rose to power advocating a shock to the system said there was no alternative to fix Argentina's economy, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei's speech was light on details, but he said key steps would include a fiscal adjustment equivalent to 5% of GDP that would fall on the state, not the private sector. While his shock therapy economic plan has gone over well with investors and could stabilize the economy, it risks pushing more people into hardship. Over two-fifths of Argentines are already in poverty.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The government of Guyana, under pressure from neighboring Brazil and a Caribbean trading bloc, has agreed to join bilateral talks with Venezuela over an escalating territorial dispute. The century-old dispute between the two South American nations recently reignited with the discovery of masses of oil in Guyana. The government of Nicolas Maduro, through a referendum last week, has claimed sovereignty over the Essequibo territory, which accounts for two-thirds of Guyana and lies near big offshore oil deposits. As Ukraine pushes for more global support, Kyiv's bid to join the European Union seems frozen as its troops prepare for another winter at war. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to Buenos Aires to attend the inauguration of new Argentine President Javier Milei. Zelensky was there to shore up support from the global south for Ukraine's ongoing war with Russia. Before his trip and from Kyiv, Zelensky recently signed bills into law, one specifically to appease Hungary in a bid to clear a path to Ukraine's EU membership. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is considered one of Europe's top allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as a spoiler for Ukraine's EU membership, as the 27-nation bloc requires unanimous approval to absorb a new country. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Negotiators at the United Nations climate talks have been urged to narrow down their options and agree on how to save Earth from disastrous levels of warming at COP28 as the clock runs down and the summit's president is determined to finish up talks by Tuesday. Draft texts were still stuffed with several options on language about fossil fuels, the key issue known as the global stocktake. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.